This is Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft, proud sponsor of the NFL.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show for the regular season finale. With a win today, the Broncos will secure a first-round bye and also join the Oakland Raiders as the only teams to win five straight AFC West titles. Hello, and thank you for joining us. Hope that you had a happy new year and your 2016 is off to a great start. I'm Phil Maligny, joined by Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. And we know that Brock will be the starter today against the Chargers, making his seventh start. But hey, Peyton Manning will be his backup.
He is going to be dressed and ready to go if needed. First time he dresses as a backup since 1994 at the University of Tennessee. A guy by the name of Todd Helton was the starter at that point. Positive signs for his first week back, though. His movement much improved. He looked good. His energy was up. But Coach Kubiak said Peyton won't be 100% the rest of the way because his injury requires an offseason. It requires ultimate rest. But, however, having his presence is good enough for this team.
Yeah, an unfamiliar situation for Peyton today, but it was a great step seeing him back at practice. And Brock has said that he's been a great teammate for him so far, and he'll continue to do that today as Osweiler makes a start.
Yeah, and Osweiler so far through his six starts has become more efficient as time has gone on. You know, the offense has improved on a per-game, per-possession basis in terms of the points they're getting, in terms of their touchdowns. Biggest thing, of course, only four interceptions for Brock Osweiler since he came into the game against Kansas City last month. So, really, he's providing a good complement and making the offense a good complement to the top-ranked defense in the league.
Yeah, Osweiler, 4-2 as a starter, 27 of 39 last week, 299 yards and a touchdown against Cincinnati. He's been through some ups. He's been through the downs. He's handled the pressure so well so far today, and we'll see how he does today as his team continues to rally around him.
His future is very bright, okay? Because, yeah, I mean, it's tough. And he stepped in for a first ballot Hall of Famer, you know, in a tough situation, but with a good football team. And he's played some really good people, and he's done a hell of a job for us, as I've said over and over again. So, but I think he's hardened up and he's toughened up, and that's part of being in his situation, because there's always going to be noise and things said. And I think he's handled himself like a champ. But I think the football team has helped him a great deal. So that's the most important thing. I think Brock has understood he's on a good team and just tried to stay within himself and do his job.
He deserves all the credit for that, how hard he's worked. And he has done a heck of a job, really played well under tough conditions Monday night against a really good team, really good win. And so all the credit goes to him. That's where it belongs. And he's really worked hard, and I'll be there to help and support him any way I can.
Well, obviously, it means a lot. It shows, I think, that coach believes in me. But once again, that's not where my focus is. You know, like I've said before, whether I'm the starter, whether I'm the backup, I'm going to prepare the same exact way. I'm going to give this team everything I have every single week. And certainly, to answer your question, yes, it means a lot. But that's not really where my focus is. It feels good, but at the same time, I have a job to do this week, and that's where my focus is.
It's a big game for Brock Osweiler. It's a big game for the Broncos, who should treat this one kind of like a playoff game.
Well, effectively, it is, right? You win, and you're past the wild card round. You go past, go, and collect a first-round bye into the divisional round. I think that the short week of prep is definitely going to come into play. I think that with 10 days off for the Chargers, 5 days for the Broncos doing their best to get that extra night of practice in. They went to the night practice to get an extra day of rest, I should say. The team went to that night practice, but I think the incentive is that the first-round bye is in play, and I think it's going to be extremely important. The guys have talked about it all week long, how important it is to get that extra rest.
Yeah, clearly the road to the Super Bowl much easier if you have that first round bye. But Mace, the Chargers, they're not just going to come in here and lie down today, and they've been playing well recently.
Yeah, the last couple of games they split. They took the Raiders to overtime on Christmas Eve. They beat the Dolphins in their home finale 4 days before that, and there are two guys that are really standing out for the Chargers right now, in addition, of course, Phillip Rivers. You're talking about Danny Woodhead, who's had 14 receptions the last two games, and also on defense, Melvin Ingram, first-round pick, hadn't really looked like it at times because of injuries earlier in his career, but he's really turned it on the last four games with 5.5 sacks, including one of Brock Osweiler back when the Broncos played there on December 6th. So those two guys, I think, help give the Chargers a good chance of an upset if they come to play today.
Yeah, they played the Broncos pretty tough a few weeks ago, played the Chiefs tough, and then they went to overtime last week against the Raiders. The Broncos know, though, that heading into the playoffs, they want to finish the regular season the right way today.
We got a lot of respect for the Chargers, but really I think our focus right now has been very good on ourselves, and so that's what we're going to try to do here. And like I said, the biggest challenge right now is getting everybody good and fresh before we go on Sunday. So
this Sunday is a huge game for us. Not only does it give us an opportunity to win the division, which is obviously one of our goals every single year, but it gives us an opportunity to get that first round bye, which is huge to a football team this time of the year.
And with this team, every win is a big win for us. I mean, last week we already forgotten about that. Now it's like, what can you gain from the win right now? And that's probably trying to gain a bye week and, you know, getting guys back healthy and making a big push for the playoffs. So that's a lot at stake for us. So we still have a lot to play for.
You feel like you know them, and you feel like you know this formation, you know this personnel, and then boom, they'll throw a wrench in and throw you all off. And going against Phillip, you're always going to get a great game. That's one of my favorite quarterbacks to go against. It doesn't matter what the record is, our record or their record, we're going to get their best effort and we'll get our best effort.
So there's a great focus on the Chargers going all the way back to Monday night. You know, as soon as that game was over, I think I can speak for the entire locker room, our focus switched right away to San Diego, and it wasn't celebrating the win, it was focusing in on getting a win this Sunday against the Chargers.
The Broncos clearly focused on this game here today, and you heard that Von Miller focused on Phillip Rivers, and Rivers quietly having a big season, Mace.
Yeah, absolutely, and even though the Chargers have struggled on the field overall, he's had a typically prolific season. He's lost some receiving targets, of course, Keenan Allen not playing today, and had Antonio Gates absent for four games, but has still managed to keep the Chargers offense going, and he's a very prideful guy. You know, even though the Chargers have been out of the playoff race for a while, he and the team have maintained a good level of professionalism, and you know that he wants to come in and not let the Broncos get the bye week at their expense, especially after what happened last month with Broncos fans taking over Qualcomm Stadium.
Yeah, and he said this week he'd love it if the Broncos didn't have another home game this season. One of the most competitive guys in the league. He's second in the league in passing, and it shows through his competitiveness.
Wait, he's always hovered around that 30-touchdown mark, right, for the last couple of years. You think about Phillip Rivers, and you do think about one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL, and these guys on the Broncos love to compare themselves against the best. This is a defense that has extreme pride in their cornerback play and the linebacking core, the pass rush as well. So I think that these guys like seeing Phillip Rivers, not because he's an easy target, but because he is one of the best in the NFL.
Yeah, the Broncos have a lot of respect for Rivers, and you know that Phillip today will love nothing more than to play spoiler.
One thing you can count on, Phillip Rivers is going to play as hard as he can play and be a great competitor. So, and he's the kind of guy that, you know, he's a great quarterback that can win games. So we're going to have a real challenge again against him and their team, but especially him. I've been around him. I know, you know, some people say, well, some guys might not play, you know, the last game or, you know, be really into it or really compete. No way. This guy's going to compete like crazy. So, it's another big challenge for us. We've played, you know, obviously a lot of the great quarterbacks in the league already this year, and he's certainly one of them.
He's a great quarterback, and he's very, very confident in himself, and he can make all the throws all the throws on the field. So when you have a pretty good quarterback, and you know he's confident, you know, as he should be, you know, it's just a little bit of talk there. You know, that's just not my game. You know, it's just never been, you know, my type of game. But you know, Phillip, he's a great quarterback, and I enjoy going against him. You know, you want to go against the better players in the league, and he's definitely one of the better quarterbacks.
We are 90 minutes away from kickoff, and we're getting just started here on the BTV Live pregame show. When we come back, we'll hear from KOA News Radio's Andy Lindahl. Plus, we'll hear from the Broncos defense, which has a chance to do something today that no Broncos defense has ever done before.